When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On a morning like this, how do you not go cold shot from Stevie Ray Vaughan? Sean.
Fair point. I just like Pride and Joy a lot. Pride and Joy, so I wanted to play that one.
Curtis, feels like or is 17 out?
Feels like.
Feels like. Okay. All right.
Should I play Edge of 17 next then, Greg?
You can if you'd like, if you're a Stevie Nicks fan, absolutely. Absolutely, Sean. By the way, Courtney has the news coming up in about 45 minutes or so at 7:45, and awful news for Courtney's parents and for swingers all over America.
They're not swingers. We have new listeners all the time. My parents, not swingers.
They live in a swingers community.
Nope. Our neighborhood, when I was growing up, seemed to have some swingers, mm-hmm. and they do not live in a swingers community in Florida. Okay. There was a swingers community nearby.
There's a nude pool club in their neighborhood.
Yes, we know about that.
In Florida. Yeah. So that says to me, that equals swingers.
They just seem to find themselves. Courtney says there's one nearby. They lived in a neighborhood. Like, it seems they find themselves in the proximity of swingers constantly.
They didn't know about the swingers pool near their place. We told them about it.
Okay.
Well, that's what they told you, Courtney.
There is this morning some breaking bad news for swingers, and we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up.
Is there swinger rules like there are for crashers, like rule 5, never leave a crasher behind? Like, because I feel like that would be similar. Probably. Like, if you were a swinger, you would have to feign ignorance when people asked you about it.
I think you're not allowed to show up solo dolo.
Right.
Like, I think you have to have...
have an appetizer.
Now all of a sudden, they've never heard. I think there are plenty of guys out there that, and women, whether they're called unicorns. I love how people don't know.
What's a unicorn?
I think that's like a single person who's in a truple.
A throuple?
No one has ever seen Sister Wives. Oh, is that the name of the show?
I know a different unicorn.
Okay.
Also, I think swingers are pretty public about it. I once got accosted on a boat because I was wearing a bathing suit that had pineapples on it.
Oh, yes.
And somebody accused me of being a swinger.
What's a first down? Never even heard.
What are you talking about?
I love how people don't know what it is, but they watch football every Sunday. It's a first down. I never heard of that before.
You are a weirdo. All right.
Haven't you had many threesomes thrown your way?
Yeah.
And foursomes?
I have been invited to participate in many threesomes.
Right, but his were at Granite Links.
All right. Anyway, we are going to get to They Said It coming up in about 15 minutes at 7:20. And we will certainly discuss the Juan Soto news from John Heyman. But we have a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. I'll make mine quick. So I'm excited because I think it's down to two teams when we talk about Juan Soto. In my opinion, it's the Red Sox and the Mets.
Yep.
That is it. We kind of know what the minimum, bid for Juan Soto is. You had been saying it for a while, Greg, $600 million. That's what it's looking like. And it seems like the Red Sox, or at least the reports out there, they have been one of the aggressive teams along with the Mets. The Yankees, there's been whispers about them not wanting to go up to that price. Toronto could potentially be another team, but I know, Greg, you talked about why would he then want to go to Toronto. I think two great landing spots. We know he loves Pedro. We know he loves Big Poppy. The question is, does he feel like he can come to Boston and have more success and be on a better team than if he was to go to the Mets? And I think right now, I know the Mets made the postseason, but if you can get a guy like Juan Soto, you are right back in the mix of being a real contender because you see it in baseball all the time.
Do you believe that the millionaire's tax factors in at all? When it comes
no, because
to
New York is, their tax rate is pretty damn high, I believe, as well.
They don't have a specific millionaire.
No, they tax. Don't. But
We only have that here in Massachusetts right. Where we hate successful people.
Right. No, I think when you're talking about a state like New York and Massachusetts, I don't think it makes a major difference. If it's a state like if the, Astros or the Rangers were involved, then you might look at it and go, oh, not only will I save on state tax, but also I'll save on this millionaire tax.
Speaking of taxes, the Dodgers yesterday hit a new high watermark when it comes to deferred payments.
I was literally just going to say that. Wild. Yeah, wild number.
$1 billion.
So there's no way they could be in on them because they've already, like you said, they got a ton of money that's going to be coming out of their pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the Red Sox, why wouldn't you dip your toe in that?
Like, you should.
You would need the player to agree to it, though.
Right. But
these guys are agreeing. Blake Snell is being paid till like 2045 or something by the Dodgers.
I'm not doing it. I want my money.
Who cares, though?
I do. I want my money.
No, but they give you a big payment up front.
No, I know that. But then they get the majority of it, right?
You'd have to look it up, Curtis, but I think they're giving, in January, they're giving Blake Snell $52 million or something, and that is, for whatever the reason, because it's a one-time payment thing or something, that's not taxed, I think. You would have to look that up.
Yeah, it says it includes a $52 million signing bonus.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So.
And it says, and I'm not kidding, a hotel suite on road trips, which is always good.
Is that true? That's a part of the sentence
before the signing bonus. The ESPN story says he also gets a hotel suite on road trips.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I feel like I know I'm a sucker, and Curtis says I'm naive, but I think the Red Sox are right there and in this thing.
They are.
Okay, today, are they signing him?
Today?
Do you think they're signing him?
I think they are going to go as high as the Mets will go. Yep. I think it's up to Juan Soto.
Why wouldn't they go a couple million more?
Go a million more. Maybe it's not about the money. Maybe it's where he thinks, like the park that he thinks that he can be he can hit the ball best in.
Likes ineffective public transit.
Yeah.
Stick with it. Just go all in. I think that they're going to sign him.
Yeah, I don't think the money's going to be a major issue.
If it's up to him to pick, though, hasn't Greg been beating the drum that he is obsessed with David Ortiz, loves the Red Sox?
Right.
So
I don't think the money's going to be an issue because if we know what the minimum is and we know or if the Red Sox are still in, then that means they're willing to go up. Like if they're at $600 million, what the hell is $620 million? Or 625 when you start to look at where the money potentially could get to. I know there was some rumor, I forget the baseball player who said he was looking for $660 million. But once you get past $600 million, why not go up an extra 60? Yeah.
And here are the updated odds from covers. I don't know what that is. But the Mets are the favorite at plus 100, the Yankees plus 150, and then the Red Sox plus 200. After that, it's the Dodgers at plus 850. So it's a three-team race. I saw a report from Yes yesterday that said that it was likely going to be one of the two New York teams. There's been a lot of reports out of the Dominican that are more towards Soto and the Red Sox. So
yeah. All right. Well, think about it. Two things could happen. Red Sox get Juan Soto and Major League Baseball adopts the golden bat rule. And if those two things could happen, what a season it is going to be.
Pretty cool.
The golden bat rule, that is what Greg used at my wedding.
That is my...
Hey!
That is.
It's a pretty good rule.
That
is not.
He is like the Golden Bachelor, so the Golden Bat.
Right. It was more of a fungo.
That is not that. All right.
That means Greg's our best hitter. He was your best hitter at the wedding.
Wiggy, thank you. Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, thank you. I have two things. Before I get to my actual lead, I have a lead update. Because I had a lead this week about Sophie Rain on OnlyFans. Mm. And the fact that she had made over $40 million her first year on OnlyFans. She I think my lead was asking where's this money coming from? Because in this economy, things are tough. She yesterday went public and shared that one of her OnlyFans, apparently very wealthy and perhaps very lonely soul, gave her $4.7 million last year.
Not bad.
One person?
Yeah. Yes.
Not
in
bad.
One lump sum? Or
No.
Over the year.
Yeah. He, I think he probably believes that he is her boyfriend.
Yes. For $4 million? He better be.
No, that's what they do. So, it's a mind game that they play. She's probably sending him lingerie,
teasers,
worn panties and all. I mean, these guys will buy anything.
Thank God you're not like these other perverts on OnlyFans.
Right.
They better have met.
$4 million? I don't think she's going to meet some psycho.
She owes him to go out to dinner.
She knows if she meets this guy, she's going to be in a basement locked up for 10 years.
She's
not
going to
meet no psycho.
It's a weird way to spell Charlie, isn't it?
Charlie.
Yeah.
Subscribed for 11 months.
Yep.
$4.4 million in tips.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Messages. He spent over $278,000.
She's probably giving him FaceTime.
His subscription number's only $84.
You know when they do
maybe he just has tons of money and doesn't care.
Yeah, he's got tons of
money. But, what does a guy like that think he's getting for the investment of $4.7 million?
Greg?
God, that is
do we have to spell it out? What he thinks he's getting?
But he's not getting it.
No, he's not, but he thinks he's going to get it at some point in time.
What a gigantic waste of $4.7 million.
Him, he's probably loaded. He's probably like, hey, listen, you wanna fly out to Dubai?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I want to go. He's like, all right, we'll go this weekend. She's like, but I can't go this weekend. Can you get me a ticket for next weekend?
I mean, it's nuts. Absolutely nuts. All right, anyway.
Woo! Wow.
Yesterday, Nick Caserio went off on the NFL.
Who?
Because of the suspension that they gave to his player. Here's what Nick Caserio had to say.
Quite frankly, it's unfair. And I'd say one of the biggest issues that, and I probably speak for a lot of teams, that's all teams ask for is consistency from the league. And I'd say in this situation, I mean, quite frankly, there's no consistency at all relative to the level of discipline that's been handed down. So we're going to say Aziz Alshaair, who nobody embodies our program more than Aziz, what he's about, what he's been through. You all know his story. There's not a more selfless individual, more about the team, who's earned the respects, that represents everything that we want this program to be about. I mean, this morning he was at a United Way event. So we're talking about some of the commentary that has been made about his character, about the person that he is, about what his intentions are, from people that, quite frankly, don't know anything about Aziz Alshaair, okay? And for the league to make some of the commentary that he made about lack of sportsmanship, lack of coachability, lack of paying attention to the rules, quite frankly, it's embarrassing. So I think the big thing from our – and they're talking about a player who's never been suspended, never been ejected. So now we're saying that he's going to be suspended for 3 games?
Did he choke anybody out at the United Way event, or does he only do that to Tom Brady, Curtis?
Only Brady? Brady's on my side as far as my rule.
Well, I understand that. We can go back and forth, and if we want to make changes when it comes to quarterbacks and how they slide and what the – fine. But the dude is a dirty player. In countless examples right in front of you, including this season with Caleb Williams. So don't stand up there and act like he's a model citizen. I appreciate you supporting your guy, but...
He was, also on the sideline and he punched somebody. He wasn't even in the play.
Yes. Give me a break.
Yeah.
We can all see. We all have eyes, Nick Caserio. Yeah.
Well, it's time to remove that from the game of football. It's the same way where, a punt returner can't throw up a fair catch signal late. So in this thing, because we've seen so many of it and quarterbacks do take advantage of it, you now have a 5-yard halo. If you don't slide before that 5-yard halo, then guess what? You are fair game.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, I'll grant that he didn't know that Trevor Lawrence was going to end up concussed
right.
and in the fencing pose, but that doesn't matter. Like,
right.
he knew what he was doing. Three games is light. I think you said that. You said three games was light yesterday on this show.
And we keep going back to when he did it on Caleb Williams, and it's like, well, he didn't get anything for that, and so he's going to keep doing something. What do they say? The definition of insanity is doing something over and over again, expecting something different.
Yeah.
If you allow him to keep doing this without any penalty, any suspension, loss of any money, then he's going to keep doing it. So three games, I think that's light.
All right. Those are our leads this morning. Coming up at 9, Mega will be with us on a Celtics Wednesday. And here is Courtney and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get a win in overtime at the TD Garden, taking down the Red Wings 3-2. Pavel Zacha got the game winner, and the guys improved to 5-2 under Joe Sacco. A back-to-back for the Bees. They have the Blackhawks in Chicago tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. Here at home, the Celtics have the Pistons at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. And the Seas, finding out their fate last night, they were eliminated from the NBA Cup as the Knicks beat the Magic 121-106. They needed the Knicks to lose or to beat the Magic by at least 38 points. Congratulations are in order for Jason Tatum, who was named Eastern Conference Player of the Month for October and November. And now for the NBA Cup, we've got the East. Bucks taking on the Magic and the Knicks taking on the Hawks. While in the West, the Thunder have the Mavs and the Rockets have the Warriors. The Red Sox and free agent pitcher Aroldis Chapman have agreed to a one-year deal worth $10.75 million.
He is, I didn't know this about him, but he's, and I didn't even know that there was this platform existed. But he's a big Only Moms guy, Curtis.
Oh, God.
Which is apparently...
That was strange.
Apparently spends a lot of money there.
Yeah.
Hey, Curtis, you said cop a feel. He cops multiple.
Yeah.
He goes for both breasts.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. He's looking for some milk or something.
That is
very strange.
Celebrate the season at the 99 restaurant with friends, family, and our incredible New York strip and lobster casserole, a tender flame-broiled 8-ounce New York strip paired with a rich, delicious, buttery lobster casserole. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Fire it, Shine. Snow is coming to the region. Communities east of 95 will likely see mostly rain, a little bit of snow tomorrow. But between I-95 and 495, you could see a coating to an inch. Western Mass could see upwards of a half a foot of snow tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Is that like overnight into tomorrow morning?
It's going to start as rain. It's going to get cold as a cold front comes down from Alberta. And we're going to get socked up in the mountainous region of this wonderful state.
Okay.
So to our friends in Western Mass, as Dime would call it, Dime Double Nickel. Look out for some snow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego in here at 9. Before that, the 12 days of Chris Curtismas continue, and Curtis will re-gift whatever he could find around here to you at 8:45. So be listening then, and I will tell you when to call. This is, before we get to They Said It, this is Mike from Framingham. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Wiggy, I agree with you on that halo rule, because a couple years ago there was a college quarterback. He acted like he was going to slide. The defense let up, and he ran for a touchdown. They put an end to that right away. You could not do that.
I remember that.
So the same thing.
The quarterback from Pitt.
It's going to be the same exact thing.
That's right.
Yeah, the one with who they draft, that quarterback from Pitt. What the hell is his name?
Pickens.
Yeah, yeah.
Pickens, I think it was.
Yep.
Kenny Pickett.
Yep. That was him.
Yep. No. Yep, and like I said, if quarterbacks know that, they will stop doing that last second crap. Because if Trevor Lawrence dove head first at trying to get the extra yards and the same thing happened, nobody would have said anything.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if you're going to play the Brady audio.
Are we, Sean? Is the Brady audio and they said it? Or
it sure is. I have it.
Okay.
All because right. It's interesting what he says.
Well, let's get right to They Said It then.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, what do you want to start with?
Well, since we're talking about it, Greg, why don't we start with the Tom Brady audio? He was on Colin Cowherd yesterday talking about the Trevor Lawrence hit from Azeez Al-Shaair. Here is what Tom Brady said about the hit.
Defensive players have to be aggressive. That's their nature. I always try to be aggressive on offense. We try to block aggressively. And at the same time, the defense tries to tackle aggressively. So there's an aspect to me that I think the quarterbacks and certainly the quarterbacks need to take better care of themselves. I see Josh Allen running a lot. I see Lamar Jackson running a lot. And it's a great skill set to have. And at the same time, when you run, you put yourself in a lot of danger. And when you do that, I don't think the onus of protecting an offensive quarterback who's running should be on a defensive player. I don't think that's really fair to the defense. You know, there's quarterbacks that I see running and tiptoe on the sideline, and they're not even out of bounds, and they get hit as they're starting to step out of bounds, and there's a penalty flag thrown. So it's gone to a point where there's really, and everyone would label a certain player as a dirty player. You know, I don't like that one bit. I, you know, maybe they fine or penalize a quarterback for sliding late, you know, and say, look, we, if we don't want these hits to take place, we've got to penalize the offense and the defense.
Great point, Brady.
Okay.
And I'm an offensive guy, but I know it has to be extremely difficult to be able to, on the last second, go in full speed, not hit a guy who slides last minute. That's why I think...
I don't feel like Trevor Lawrence slid last minute, though. It was clear that he was sliding.
No, yeah. If you like, really go back and watch it...
I have.
Multiple times.
No, it's still a point of... Like, it's not like last minute, but it's, and I still believe the hit was a dirty hit. But
he's launching himself at the quarterback anyway.
But if he slides three steps before that, the defender never gets to him.
Okay, but you can't say, well, the game goes so fast, so the defender, and then at the same time say, well, Trevor Lawrence probably should have slid 3 seconds before. Like, if the game's going too fast, don't put the blame on Trevor Lawrence.
No, I always put the blame on the quarterback because the quarterback...
He was in his slide, Wiggy. He was in his slide for a, you know, a reasonable amount of time. The hit could have been avoided. Yes, Shime, what?
So, because I pulled it up, and I'm watching it in slow-mo from the sideline angle, and so, like, he starts to turtle up like he's going to slide, then he tries to take two more steps, and then slides.
I need, if you're watching it, I need it. Where's Mitch?
Mitch, I just like the tweet that has the slow-mo version, like the kind of sideline close-up angle that you can see.
Mitch is doing an extraordinary job with the Twitch broadcast of the show, the man in black, as I call him.
So it looks like Lawrence tries to take a couple extra steps before he really initiates the slide.
Right. And what I would say, and I agree mostly, you know, shockingly with Tom and Wiggy, but I do believe it is a league where in a certain area, the pocket, you are protected entirely. Players can't land on you. Players can't hit your head. Players can't, the Brady rule, dive at your leg. So when you're outside of the pocket, like the hit that Hunter Henry took on Sunday, right, where he got the helmet to helmet by the goal line, like that wasn't even called. If that's a quarterback, that could have been an ejection.
Like, he could have slid just after the 50. Instead, he tries to get to the 40.
Shahir could have dove over him.
Which one's easier to do?
The diving over.
Oh, my God.
So
you're telling me the quarterback who is running, and you're telling me it would have been easier for Trevor Lawrence to slide right at the 50? Versus Al Shahir?
And then he has the forehead for the forearm to the head at the end of it.
No, like, I get that.
He literally angles his body directly at his head with his forearm.
But give yourself up earlier.
Oh my God! I just,
Courtney, we all acknowledge that it's a dirty hit, but at the same time, Trevor Lawrence could have done more to prevent it, and Al Shahir could have, because like if Al Shahir pulls up and tries to jump around him, and Trevor Lawrence decides to take a couple extra steps, it's like, well, then what do we do? Like that's the issue here. Okay. Is it's like you're trying to keep somebody safe while also telling them, like, hey, stop taking extra steps.
And also, can I add, as long as we're talking about Tom Brady, one Instagram post with an Augustana song in it, and I'm labeled as emo.
Oh, he's every day.
And he's he's emo posting because Giselle is, you know, showing with baby and
kissing.
Nobody calls him emo.
I was too focused on the abs, if I'm being honest, when scrolling. But then once I noticed the Morgan Wallen song, that song is.
Do you know that song?
Yeah. Morgan Wallen wrote it about when the album came up. Everybody was talking. It's called Hope That's True, and everybody was talking about it when he released that song because it was about his influencer ex, and he talks about everything he hates about his ex.
Yes.
And then says, like, you know,
complete emo post.
But he has a right
from the goat.
Yeah,
he has a right.
Because she did him dirty. You know, she jumped with the side dude. Now she's pregnant, and poor Brady is, you know, stuck there and having to pay money. You know, I feel bad.
But
for the kid.
I mean, the best part about it is in the. I'm gonna misquote it, but he's going through, like, you know, I hate your Benz, I hate this, I hope you find somebody who has more money and what you want. But then it says, like, but when you said that I'll never find anybody like you, I hope that's true.
Man,
ooh,
this she did is dirty.
This is Alex from Shrewsbury. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Gerg. Could Puppygate have been avoided?
Yeah, If my thankless children had locked the puppy gate down, mm-hmm. but in the door jam, then I would not have suffered a near fatal broken ankle and broken femur injury.
Could you reenact the noise you made?
I mean, that's probably why I will not finish at the time I want to on Saturday for the Jingle All the Way 5K.
Bone spurs.
Because of the ankle injury.
Did you have to redo the floor?
No. I got no support, though. Like, I fell over that thing. My leg broke immediately.
Ooh.
Oh, that poor
basically,
thing.
Puppy gate. I'm on the phone. I step over. You know the little kid gate
yep.
thing?
Yeah.
Step over it. Put my one foot down.
Mm-hmm.
The other leg is coming over, and the gate
catches your foot,
collapses.
Oh,
like so. Then my right foot twists and turns in ways that one is not supposed to.
Right,
I'm in immediate pain. I fall to the floor. I call. Brees had basketball practice or something. I call Jen. They answer. I'm like, I'm like, help me! I've fallen. I can't get up. I can't. And I'm
sure,
and,
it was less calm than that.
And they laugh. And man, Brees goes, bud, everybody's twisted their ankle. I do it all the time playing sport.
I've fallen. It's like, I can't get up.
The pain of it is the most incredible pain you've ever experienced in your life.
I have never seen anything. And mind you, at that time of life, I was bombed meandering the halls of 20 Guest Street. And at 6:02, I hear this door stairs, and it's Greg with one leg and another like an air cast, demanding people bring him things.
The crutches, I couldn't drive.
You had an Escalade, right?
I couldn't drive.
No, I know. I remember you showing up with a driver and an Escalade.
Yeah, I had to get somebody to drive me in every day from Stowe to work.
Jesus.
What a nightmare!
What a life.
You can't take a shower. You can't
wrap that thing up.
It's 4:30 in the morning. You got to get in the bath by yourself. Nobody, everybody else is asleep. Nobody cared.
That poor tub.
Nobody cared. I was going to work to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody gave an F.
It's your job.
It's a damn shame.
Life and limb.
Yeah.
Risking it every day.
We're happy you're okay.
Do you talk to the vets at 110 Grill every year about your wounds?
Yes, I do. All right. Is there anything else? Oh, we got to get to the Juan Soto news.
Yeah, here was John Heyman with his update on the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, at this point, I mean, all five teams have a shot. That's all I can say. I mean, certainly the Yankees, the Mets, Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Dodgers all involved as we go here. I think I would say that we're perhaps only a week away from something coming to fruition. I think they've gone through two rounds of bidding. I think they're up to the next round, and you know, maybe we'll start to see some teams eliminated. I don't know if that's going to become public or not, but basically I would give any of these five teams a shot, certainly any of them: Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Dodgers.
Final bids. The final bids are coming in.
Right.
You said during your lead that you think it's between the Sox and the Mets.
Yeah, I think so.
Mets. Didn't the Mets say they'd go $50 million over whatever the best offer
was? Yeah, that's the report out there. The owner, what's his name, Steve Cohen, said that. He'd be willing to do that.
So, I mean, I guess it will come down to not just the money in the case. If the Red Sox have a chance, it's going to be about how much does he care about David Ortiz and that connection.
See, I think that's... I think at this point, that's what it's coming down to. The money is probably going to be the same pretty much for everybody, right? The ones that are still interested. I don't think the Dodgers can, and I say this, but for some reason they're able to pull a rabbit out the hat, but I don't think they have the $600 million to give Juan Soto. Then when you start to look at Toronto, they might have the money to give him, and I'm not sure if the Yankees have the money or are willing to give him the $600 million. So now it's going to come down to Juan Soto deciding, okay, the money's similar between the Mets, Red Sox, and let's say the Toronto Blue Jays. What is going to be the reason why I want to play for this organization? I think that's the years are going to add up. So it's not going to be the years. It's just going to be what is going to – does he feel like the Mets have a better chance to win?
He's going to have an out anyway in any of these deals, right? That's what they're. That's what the insiders are suggesting.
Probably.
So.
Probably. And if you're a team, maybe you'd want that. You know, maybe he's struggling. So I think they'll all be on the
it
same –
it would be a player option, not
yeah,
a team
not
option.
Not their option.
But, no, I mean, I guess a team would look at it and go – if he wants,
well, he's going to opt out when he's playing well. Is what
oh, and
do.
Then try to go get some yeah, more money.
Yes,
oh.
yes.
It's
I
what
guess.
The who is it? Garrett Cole just did okay. that with the Yankees. But I, for all of you, two questions: one, if money was even and you didn't have to worry about it, where would you rather live, New York or Boston?
Boston.
Same.
Boston.
Yeah.
Wigs.
You're from Brooklyn.
I like the nightlife in New York. So
okay.
I mean, personally, I would say New York because so I like the nightlife.
He might. That may be what he chooses.
And the second yeah. one is, if they come up second, according mm-hmm. to reports, what is the reaction locally?
I think they've stuck their neck out on this.
Yeah,
I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people.
If you can't land him, like you're in it to win it, you're in till the end, and you're a part of the final bid process. Mm-hmm. You got to get him. I don't care if it costs you the extra $50 million. Like, you have it. Spend it.
Because you kings of interest are luring you back in, Greg.
Well, but they have stuck their neck out
mm-hmm.
more so than any time recently at all.
Right.
When it
has it been
to,
them or has it been, like, the media that just
no,
desperately
it's not.
Wants
Sam
it?
Sam Kennedy told you that they are going to get 95 wins. Like, he came out and said that. And so you do that by spending money and by getting players like Juan Soto.
Unless they believe they can do it without doing that. And like that's the thing. It's the king of interest, Greg. Just expect to be disappointed and you'll never actually be disappointed.
See, and that's why I think they have to do it. Because then the question isn't going to be, you know, people aren't going to feel like, oh, they were in. People are going to say, oh, that was all smoke and mirrors. They were never really in. No. Those rumors that are out there that said the Red Sox offered this, that was false. Don't believe that. So no. I think they are in a choice where they have to do it.
Okay. Well, that is they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up next, we'll get to Courtney in the news and some awful news this morning. For those of you that are swingers, we will get to that next.
It's time for...
She's spoken at lunch with two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
The news.
She was spotted during trial at expensive restaurants, dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I've made an error.
On WEI.
Some bad news for Boston City Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson. Seems like she's under federal investigation.
Oh, you don't like it when the feds are sneaking around trying to figure out what you're doing. That is inappropriate.
Not good. This came to light after she was supposed to attend a meeting at Boston City Hall yesterday, but she did not show up. Mm. She also didn't answer the door at her home or respond to any requests for comments.
I love these people. When there's some sort of an issue that they want to jam down your throat, there's not a microphone or a camera that they can't find.
Yep.
But when it is rumored that they're under federal indictment, they don't answer their door.
Huh.
Yeah. In November, just last month, state regulators sent her a letter explaining she violated campaign finance law by filing late and taking more contributions than allowed. We can hear from City Councilor Erin Murphy on WHDH.
We are expected to be, you know, a higher level of expectation with our behavior and how we carry ourselves in the city. So I do think it's very important that we find out what is happening. And, you know, and if it's nothing to be alarmed about, then to be supportive of her. But if it's something that is concerning, then definitely I would have an opinion then.
The feds are undefeated, Wiggy.
Nope. They do not lose.
They have unlimited resources, and they don't lose.
Yes.
So we will see what happens.
We will.
Okay. Plead out.
Okay. The driver that killed Endicott Sergeant Jeremy Cole on Thanksgiving morning when he was driving the wrong way on I-95 in Newberry was arraigned from his hospital bed. 40-year-old Kioma Duarte from New Bedford is facing charges including manslaughter, motor vehicle homicide while operating under the influence of liquor, and operating recklessly, and motor vehicle homicide by reckless operation. We have some courtroom audio from WCVB.
Up until the point where he was eventually taken to the hospital, he continued to deny to the police that he had been in an accident, even though his car was crushed and he had, in essence, crushed Sergeant Cole.
Terrible story.
It's horrendous.
That's crazy.
And we talked about it on Monday. And I want to thank everybody who has donated to his family as a part of our Greg Hill Foundation fundraiser. That donation total is up over $7,300 right now.
Wow.
But the officer was driving home after work, trying to get home for Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
And guy is alleged to be drunk and driving the wrong way and ends his life. And he leaves a wife and four kids behind. So it's...
Why does the guy that's driving drunk live?
You know, yeah. Curtis, they always say because the person is in a more relaxed...
Is that what it is?
Allegedly.
In a more relaxed position body-wise or whatever.
It's always the one, like, whether they're driving drunk or they're trying to evade the police or they're just doing a buck 50 down the road.
Yeah.
It's always the one who causes the accident.
Yeah.
It's hard to envision a more nightmarish scenario than... waking up on Thanksgiving expecting your dad back from his work as a police officer. And then, like, what in the world?
Awful.
Yeah. The Boulder Police Department is refocusing on the JonBenet Ramsey case. Law enforcement officials said tips have come in as recently as the last month and are being followed up on. And forensic scientist Dr. Angela Williamson said a DNA sample had been taken from JonBenet's underwear where her blood was found, and the DNA of an unknown male was detected, but the DNA didn't match anyone who was near the scene or had handled her body. Boulder Police Chief Steve Redfern said in a statement, "We are committed to following up on every lead, and we are continuing to work with DNA experts and our law enforcement partners around the country until this tragic case is solved. This investigation will always be a priority for the Boulder Police Department." John Ramsey was on the Chris Cuomo show. He talked about what they're looking for going forward.
There's two things we want done. We want the evidence that has been previously tested and never tested. We think there's some that has never been tested. We don't know that for sure, but it appears that's the case. We want that resampled by one of the cutting edge labs that's out there, an Othram Labs, a Bode Labs. Those are really cutting edge labs. Bode did the original testing back in 1997, they came up with unidentified male DNA, still unidentified. The police, that was a real problem for the police because they had already decided that we were the killers. Like, how do we explain away this unidentified DNA? The reason we need to retest is in order to, it plays into the second thing we want done, and that is to use this familial genealogy research approach to find the killer. And that's been wildly successful in some old, old cold cases. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Curtis, I'm so interested in the fact that you reversed your position on this just from last week.
Well, I hadn't watched the docuseries, and I still think that the most likely occurrence is that somebody in the house did it, but I can't say that with authority anymore. And I believe...
Go ahead.
No, and I don't believe... The one thing that made me think outside of this... was the butchering of the investigation and the father's... It would take a really great actor at that age to do this. He's financially well off. He's not doing it for money. And when he talked about burying his daughter and then being buried by accusations that he was the one that killed her, I don't know how you live with that if you didn't do it.
And what a different time watching the documentary. This doesn't spoil anything. There's nothing to spoil, but there was an investigator who was on the scene, a woman, and she went on the news after and basically said, I was looking in the eyes of the killer. I know that the dad did it. Like, to go through the most unimaginable loss and then have people go out in the media and say that, like, that's defamatory.
Well, I brought it up earlier. We can play it quick now, but they had Geraldo on the same show because Geraldo did a mock trial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, like, as it's going on, did a mock trial and had a bunch of people on, and the jury found the dad and the mom guilty, like, on television. And this is Geraldo and his half-ass apology to John Ramsey yesterday.
Let me just say to John Ramsey that I deeply apologize to you for what you and your family have suffered, how you have lost your wife to cancer, one child to that terrible car crash, and, of course, what happened to JonBenet, 6 years old, who would now be 34 years old. So when I say I am sorry, I don't apologize for my reporting. I believe that at least half the reporters and half the nation believe that the shadow of suspicion, half the Boulder Police Department believe it. But I don't know what happened. I just want you to know that I lament contributing to the hurt that you have endured. I don't.
What?
I don't think no one deserves to go through what you went through. That's my bottom line. What are you stories talking? Like yours in my head over the last 54 years of my career. It is a burden to me. It's a soulful burden.
Oh,
again, man to man to you, I apologize, and I am sorry for everything you have gone through, John.
So happy he's unburdened now.
Yeah. What? And you see how he's like 50% of my. So even though I'm apologizing,
right?
There's still some
jackass.
Right.
Yeah. Curtis, there's no apology there whatsoever. It's like, oh, well, you know, I was reporting what a lot of us thought.
Right.
Meanwhile, I ruined your life.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ruined your life.
And your wife.
Yeah. And your wife died of cancer. Like, Lord knows what stress, you know, contributed when it came to. It's just
the whole family. The whole family. And people don't bounce back from that. It's such a. And. Yeah, it's such a thing that's, but we're so quick, and when I say we're, society, media, even sometimes law enforcement are so quick to make sure there's somebody to blame.
Yeah.
And they'll just completely look over. So even with Curtis's lead this morning, I agree with him about the death penalty, but then there are certain situations like the Marcellus Williams case, the guy in St. Louis, where here's an innocent man who was killed, and even the prosecutor says, we probably didn't do enough when it came to investigating this case. So you have to be careful with certain things, but here's a guy, and JonBenet Ramsey, I get that you're the first suspect. Like, if a wife goes missing, it's the husband. Or
well, a lot of people identified the brother, Burke, who was 9 years old at the time, or however old, seven, whatever. And he has led his whole life, 34 years or whatever the number is, he's been under a cloud of suspicion that he did it. And he wouldn't even go on the documentary because it was such a traumatizing thing for him.
And he had gone on that last documentary, like 3 years ago there was one. And I remember watching that and being suspicious of the brother.
Right.
And so I wouldn't go. I wouldn't talk again if I was him either.
All right. Well, they should do the DNA testing, figure out who it is, and solve it.
Think the Ramsey father feels so much better after Geraldo said that. What a magnanimous gesture. What an a-hole.
I know. Is he giving back any of the money that he made doing that show?
How about just say nothing, Geraldo?
All right. We will get to the rest of the news, including the bad news for swingers, coming up next.